Zero Issues is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Hey, so how was your guys' day?
Ah, I had the worst time with my boss.
What happened?
He threw me out a window.
Jeez. Single pain or double pain?
By the end, it was triple pain.
Yeah, and... Yeah.
What?
Why is it...
Okay, but we're...
We're supposed to say more.
Okay, this is...
It wasn't that funny.
Stop! But
I really... I don't Whatever. Like this. This feels sarcastic.
Okay, we just go... The only thing that can stop this is getting to the theme song. Let's go. Let's just... Shut up!
Hurtful.
Current Zero News Flash.
Ah, the theme song dodge worked. Good going, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yes, I made it.
We got... Clearly what we need to do right now is get rid of our audience.
Done and done.
We have one of those, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's something to aim for.
Prove that we don't.
Please don't.
The onus is on you, the hypothetical listener.
Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Once again, I'm Bri.
I'm Merc.
And for the final time, I'm Kyle.
The final time?
Well, I'm not going to change, so it's you know, like...
I thought you were leaving.
Where would I go?
Are we...
What would I do?
It's like, are we doing one of those episodes where it's like, really seems to be like, oh, this one character's going to leave. They finally had their breaking point, but they all got to win him back in the end just so the premise is maintained?
Well, you both forgot my birthday.
It's
was in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
going
to be
that's 2 short months from now.
The whole episode is a series of flashbacks. Remember that time when you helped us out?
Hey, remember that time we went to the news?
No.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Let's think about it. Let's think about it at the same time.
And then we just replay the news from 6 months ago. So a bunch of shit got delayed.
You know, it works. Mm-hmm. Love it when the news is evergreen.
Current Zero News Flash.
So news, you say?
News?
Ooh. News?
Ooh.
Before we start the news, there is a big piece. There is a big piece of news. And I have to ask before we get into it. I mean, we've touched on this topic a good few times in the past. It seems like there's consistently more and more of this to sort of, you know, deal with. There's more stuff coming out all the time. Do we want to be the podcast that is like a no Snyder podcast? Like, have we had enough Snyder news that maybe we should just not even do that anymore? What do you guys think?
That's an interesting question.
I think in a...
Well, too bad. We're talking about it right now.
Oh, you didn't give us a choice. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. No choice. No choice. No.
It's the illusion of free will. Cool.
There's no choice in this. The Snyder Cut is the curse that has been unleashed on this world. It was released, and we will never get away from it ever again.
What about it?
What about it? So the news that has come out in the last... What of it? Somewhat recently came out, maybe a little not so recently when this actually airs, but so it was announced that though they first said that the Snyder Cut or Zack Snyder's Justice League was going to be... have like $30 million to complete effects and like do some post-production work, and that's all they needed. Now... they're doing $70 million worth of additional shoots.
Called it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, there's no way you're gonna redo a movie and just do some effects for $30 million. There's no way you could do that.
And this is the Snyder scheme. it really is you have a you let your fans believe for a very long time that this thing is like 90% done. It won't take much, just a little bit of money, and we can get this thing put together because it's the Snyder Cut ready to be released.
And the whole time he's telling them that the Mexicans are going to pay for it, but really,
there it is. Oh yeah,
I was going to say I listened to this this podcast that's like a fake serial.
Okay.
It's called This Sounds Serious. It's done by the guys that did. But this season's episode is about a con man who cons Hollywood producers into giving him money for a movie that doesn't actually exist. Stranger than fiction, am I right?
Very interesting.
His name is Mac Miner.
So, because again, like literally it was sold on being like, it's such a reasonable thing to do. How can you not do this? And then you weaponize those very, very aggressive fans into basically bullying everyone to make this happen for real. And it's going to not even done. So you're going to have to spend like by the time this is done, I'm assuming both of those budgets were separate because one talked about effects. The other one talked about shooting. $100 million. For 4 episodes of a streaming TV show.
Of a show that was already shot.
Yeah, that was already released and done as a movie. Yeah. So that's incredible and also kind of a dickhead move.
You know what I think we should do? I think the three of us should take a pre-existing property and say, we'd like to put out the Zero Issues cut of that. Please give us $100 million.
Yeah, I want.
We shot it. It's like 90% done. All we need is a little bit more money to put us over the edge. Oh, you've invested that much? Guess what? Game on. I'm just saying, I can't imagine that. Like, what effectively makes 4 1-hour episodes of like an HBO show? And I know that some of those shows, like Game of Thrones, get real expensive. But $100 million does not seem financially sound.
But think of how many billion they're going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
In subscriptions.
Oh boy. All I say is Zack Snyder, this had better be very successful because I don't think a lot of studios are going to really want to fuck with this guy anymore.
Okay, here's my next prediction about this. The whole idea of them just running it through HBO Max. Okay, you need a subscription to get that. What they're going to do next is what follow the Disney Plus thing where I got a subscription, but I want to Mulan it, so I got to pay an extra bit.
Yeah.
They're gonna make them pay for.
You're right. That's
for the cut.
Oh, we're all gonna.
That's the only thing that's gonna make this worthwhile. That's the only thing that's gonna make this worthwhile for them.
And
at
even
all,
then,
but
you won't make this back. What? But
oh no, good lord, no! It's
unless they're charging $1 million a piece. But
I'm extremely excited for all of like the books or whatever that get written on what a disaster this was on every conceivable level, like one of the biggest Hollywood disasters of all time. I'm very excited for that. I want the biopic or whatever about this happening. I want that. I don't want the actual movie anymore, though.
But that's the truth. The truth doesn't get portrayed anymore.
So speaking of things that are going directly to streaming services and cost money to make.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Fury.
That's the best segue I could come up with.
It is. Yeah. Nick Fury.
It's one of the better segues we've had. We don't segue. We just go like, we're here now. Whatever.
Yeah. And we announce it.
Follow.
So yeah, you're actually, Disney Plus has announced that, Nick Fury, Samuel L. Jackson will have his own show, which is fucking awesome. It's motherfucking awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that wasn't one of the first ones they did, but I mean, I'm kind of glad they're handling it this way.
They've been talking about it for a long time, and I have a feeling it has something to do with Samuel Jackson, of just like, at the time, he's like, I don't want to do that at all, but it might be just now.
Yeah.
Maybe now's the time. He's okay doing it now, so.
Maybe he wants to get out, and this is his swan song. He's like, I'm going to give you the most Nick Fury now.
He sort of, for the most part, until like in the last Spider-Man, it felt like his appearances in these were pretty much just like, you know, and like Captain Marvel, obviously, but it seems like kind of in the middle part, he was kind of less relevant and kind of just popping in a little bit and not like a major force.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, especially after.
So it makes sense.
Winter Soldier. What was this? Yeah, Winter Soldier. Thank you.
Yeah. So he became very relevant for like a whole phase there. What you were saying, sorry.
I was saying what you were saying. We were saying the same thing. No, so it's all good.
I stepped on your line, I feel bad.
It's okay. It's the reverse bell curve of Nick Fury, though. It's like the amount of Nick Fury in a movie went up to a certain point and then dove underwater, and now it's splashing back up, and he was in more and more, and now it's going to peak with a TV series and then splash back down.
But who knows how this is going to be? It could be a series of like young Nick Fury and whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
They could do the Loki thing that they seem to be doing, where it's just like Hiddleston talking or whatever he's going to do and introduce other adventures of him at different ages. Speaking of which, that's one of the other ones that's coming out as well. WandaVision got moved to December, Falcon and Winter Soldier to 2021, Loki following that with Tom Hiddleston. Richard E. Grant has announced that he's part of the cast of that. Exactly how, nobody knows. Then there's animated.
You said earlier, I'm calling old Loki. He's just another Loki, but continue.
Animated What If, and exactly what order the last ones come out. And then there's, who knows, and She-Hulk, which there's a bit of news on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They cast the She-Hulk. It's Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black.
Yeah. And other things, but she's a phenomenal actor. Like, she's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for a She-Hulk show. Because, it's in the mysterious future, just like Ms. Marvel. It's at some point. But it's cool that there's some casting done.
I kind of buy, I just sort of thought about it for a second. I'm kind of Mark Ruffalo and her playing off each other as, related. I'm like, I kind of buy that, actually.
Because they both have curly hair. Right.
True.
But do they have the same kind of eyebrow shape?
Ooh.
I mean, digital magic can fix that anytime. So.
And all celebrities are naturally hairless and the eyebrows are just CGI'd on.
That's correct. Yes. As we all know.
Clone High is a meme again, so we got to get on the train.
It's back. I've never been happier. It's amazing. You get those brief windows when we're all past the age where if something that we like from when we were young is relevant again, that's a Christmas gift. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Back to DC, James Gunn has announced he's doing a Peacemaker series with John Cena, spouting off from Suicide Squad. James Gunn is writing all of the episodes. He's directing the pilot one. Apparently,
has he done TV stuff before?
I don't know. Apparently he wrote the whole series during his COVID break. So I don't know if he was who did I have a good time with making the last movie? I'm just gonna write him a show.
Just put in the John Cena theme right there.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing his card. I mean, it seems like obviously that'll be, I'm sure it'll be good no matter what. Cena's he's making his move. This is working out. I mean, he's been making his move for a while.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm just like you, Rock. Well, I mean, I'm not entirely like you. Like, my thing's getting filmed and stuff, so.
Ouch.
Ooh. Ouch. Nice.
We'll talk about that next week.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And finally, Akira has gone back for reprinting 100. This is the 100th reprint of Akira.
Yeah.
So or at least of the first volume. I don't know if the second volume has gotten.
I think it's the first volume. I think it's the same everywhere. The first volume always sells the most. But yeah, pretty sure it's the first. But still, massive.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all there is to that.
It's just cool. It happens in October, yeah. I think. Oh, that's this month.
That's the month. That's the month before my birthday.
Mine too.
We're gonna remember, Kyle.
Also, Merc's birthday, but we're not talking about that right now. And the month before Bri's birthday.
Yay!
We're winter babies.
That's true.
Winter babies.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right, so this week for the warm-up, this is something that I briefly mentioned to both of you a couple weeks ago, but it's something we're your getting litigation? Into the spooky... Yeah, that's right. I'm going to sue your pants off and put and sue other pants onto you, unflattering pants.
I think he means so.
Get closer to the mic. With the fake whisper.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
It's actually louder. So yeah, with spooky season starting, one thing that I really like to do at this time of year when it comes to the spookier stuff is listen
to... sew people into their pants.
Right. Yeah. Sue people into...
Sue.
Right. Yeah. So you got sued. But one thing that I like to do is listen to, like, spooky podcasts, that sort of thing. So I was looking up this audiobook that is on Apple Podcasts called Interference, which I've listened to a couple times. It's really good. But one of the first results when I typed in Interference on the podcast app was an episode of a Marvel's podcast. You know Marvel's, like the Kurt Busiek, Alex Ross thing?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
So it's a podcast that's like, I think a 12-part story that's like, it's official Marvel stuff. Marvel did it with Stitcher, and it's all based around, the first appearance of Galactus.
So just the actual Alex Ross Marvel story.
Yeah. So okay, it's got like Phil Sheldon and Ben Urich, and Ben Urich is voiced by Method Man, and he does great. He does like super good. But awesome. It's like the first episode is like, you know, the day Galactus arrives, and it's sort of like War of the Worlds.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And cool. And then they do like it turns out that Reed Richards faked the whole thing. And then the rest of it is like them trying to solve this mystery of like, did he fake it? Did he not? And there's like, they interview the Thing and Johnny Storm and the Invisible Girl. And the voice acting.
Or they think they interview her.
The voice acting for the Thing is awesome. Peter Parker shows up at one point and like, he sounds like, you know, this like nerdy, nebbish college student. And then Spider-Man shows up a couple episodes later and it's like, they do a really good job of that.
Okay.
And just like, yeah, stuff like that. It's good. It's called Marvels and it's free and you should check it out. I listened to the whole thing over like 3 days. It was like light and breezy and pretty good.
Deadly. I'd be very interested in that. I got to check that out.
So listen to this now. Well, not now. Listen to this after. Listen to this now.
No, listen, guys, I got to stop and listen to this. We'll just put a pin in this.
Now?
Ow!
Listen to this ow. Listen to this ow.
Ow, my ear!
Was that a Life with Louie? Ow, my ear? Ow, my ear.
Love it.
Going in.
Oh. Hell yeah.
That was one show I never want to remember again.
There was the other one where he was like a psychiatrist in Duluth.
What?
I don't remember that one.
I don't think they made that much of it. It was like a sitcom where Louis Anderson was a psychiatrist in Duluth, Minnesota.
It just gets worse and worse the further you go into that.
Awesome.
So, you know. Yeah.
I'm sure Duluth, it's terrible. I'm very excited to never actually watch that, but just know it exists.
Yeah.
Duluth.
Filmed on location in Miller Hill Mall.
For a person that often goes to Duluth to have fun, says something about my life, but it also means I know what Duluth's like. Why would you base anything?
Yeah.
It's Louis Anderson, Merc.
Yeah.
All the good cities were taken. It's all he can get.
What the f***?
Speaking of sitcoms, so the new trailer for WandaVision came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks fun.
It showed us a little bit more, but not a whole ton more. But in celebration of that, we're going to be making some sitcoms.
I'm pretty
excited. Like, actually greenlighting them, they're going to happen.
Yeah, we have the power.
I've got the power.
Mm-hmm, and the touch.
We found an abandoned soundstage, an abandoned haunted soundstage, but, wait, maybe let's just hold off on that for now.
Who would like to go first with one of these?
I don't know how everybody else organized theirs. Mine just happened.
Okay, I'm just going to go first.
Yeah.
You're assuming too much.
Yeah. Go.
In my research for this, I looked up, like, what are the types of sitcoms that there are? And I found an article that basically said, despite all the, you know, oh, there's this and there's like a dramedy sort of thing and whatever, there's basically three types of sitcoms. Ones that happen in a house, ones that happen in apartments, and ones that happen at a workplace. And all sitcoms can be put into one of those.
Generally speaking, there's a little fudging here and there, but yeah, you're right. It's sound.
Yeah. So first of all, for a house one, I'm using Malcolm in the Middle as my sort of mold, and it's going to be the Guthries.
Ah.
Yeah. So Cannonball got, you know, Sam got sent off to this school.
Yeah.
You don't really see him a whole ton.
No.
I'm fairly certain the patriarch of the Guthrie family is dead.
I believe that's the case.
I think so.
I would guess some sort of mining accident.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Cannonball killed him.
Yeah, checks out.
Me too.
But so you've got Husk, who's, I think she's the oldest. Maybe she becomes the breakout star at some point. Maybe they Christina Applegate her.
Mm. Ooh, woo! That could be.
Take off your skin! Oh God. there's also Jeb, who shoots like lightning out of his eyes. There's Arrow, who I don't really know what her powers are. I think it's like
Jeb is like all Jebs. You can't get excited about Jeb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he shoots lasers, sort of thing. But you know, Cyclops was taken, so he's like Jeb, I guess.
Jeb. This logo's just sitting here. No one's using it. Exclamation mark rules.
And Icarus, who I would... Icarus is the one who's got, like, you know, red wings. He was in this, like, really bad Chuck Austin Romeo and Juliet sort of thing at one point. Mm-hmm. And he's sort of the Joey Lawrence character.
I like,
you know, he just wants to play his music and say whoa and play Batman eventually, I guess. Like Joey Lawrence.
All right.
Yeah.
Actually,
times.
You know what? We could just cast all the Lawrences in this. You got your Joey, you got your Matthew, you got the other one. The other one.
Who's Matthew Lawrence?
Jeb Lawrence.
Yeah. He's the middle one. He was on Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. Read a book. Read a book. This book written by Matthew Lawrence that says
read a book
too.
About the sitcoms and stuff.
Yeah. It's a coffee table book, but coffee table books are still books, damn it.
It's true. I'm going to haphazardly jump through mine a little bit. I did mine sort of by decades, because every decade seems to have its own sitcom style. And especially with, like, WandaVision at least starting off being very 50s in style and then kind of jumping through different generations. So I'm going to go with going to start with the obvious one, which is the first one. We've done this joke probably a bunch of different times. The 70s would be, like, kind of like, I feel like a couple of single dudes. A couple of single horny dudes getting in sexy escapades in their apartment in the big city. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Three's Company or something like that, or Bosom Brothers. You know what I'm talking about? But it's Beast and Wonder Man, baby. Beast and Wonder Man.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In their penthouse, getting in all sorts of sexy adventures that are just misunderstandings. And they're the nosy landlord who's always checking on them. That's right. Ultron.
Ultron voiced by Don Knotts?
Yes.
Or just Don Knotts in silver paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just gonna scream like with Don Knotts' face on the front.
They got like a literal. They had an old Tin Man costume in storage at the studio. They're like, well, we're not using this, so let's just go for it. It's the same paint that like makes him almost die. Just makes him sick.
Nice.
So that's that. That's the entire premise.
I love that.
And I'm done now.
Mine didn't go as nearly in depth as you guys have got, but Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
he runs a bar,
mm-hmm,
where every demon knows your name.
Oh,
cue the music.
What kind of, you know,
every demon, but every person, every character,
every demon knows your true name and therefore can control you.
Exactly, and you get a free beer. And every character that comes into the
Druid
bar, They all ride motorbikes. So it's like Cyclops comes in, or Wolverine if he stole his bike. 1970s Captain America rides up, and he's like, you can actually pull your bike right into the bar. All of Team America, Biker Mice from Mars.
Sure,
Daryl Dixon.
They're up in the mix.
Yeah, Daryl Dixon, Fonzie. Mm-hmm. Prince on his big purple
rain, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, pretty good.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I'm trying to think of other people who ride bikes.
I know, I couldn't think of many others. Like, there
can
are
I do it?
Sure.
Can I? I want to do another one. I want to do Night Court.
I had a Night Court one too. What was yours?
Oh, okay.
There's no hook here. I just want to do Night Court.
Yeah, I just have a title. I don't actually have a bid for it, but.
Oh. So do I. It's just Marvel Night Court. So it's all the characters from like the Marvel Knights book. So like Daredevil, I mean, he's already suited to be at Night Court.
That's true.
Moon Knight as like a Dan Fielding type.
Okay.
Played by John Larroquette.
Yeah, please. Yes. Please. Can
please
we?
God.
You'd also have like Blade, Black Widow, Luke and Danny, and Shang-Chi, and maybe Spider-Man shows up, you know, once or twice a season.
From time to time.
Yeah. Special but just Marvel star. Marvel Knights Court.
I want to see just Richard Mull in a Daredevil outfit that's too small.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's just busting out of it the whole time.
I want to see Rick Moranis guest. Or, not Rick Moranis. Wallace Shawn as Stiltman.
Please, I love it. I love this so much.
Someone's just saying like, hey, how's the weather down there to Wallace Shawn? And he just...
You were saying?
Okay, the only bit I had for my night court was the Night Court of Owls.
Oh, nice.
I had nothing good beyond that. I just liked that.
Well, my original thought was, oh, make it Taxi and like have it star Moon Knight. But
that'd be great.
I've seen pretty much good more Night Court than I've seen Taxi, so
it's true. I assume that's true. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll jump on a few here. I'm still going through the decades. The 60s one, literally all I have is like they had a lot of like music or like band or group. They have like the Partridge Family and the Monkees and stuff like that. It's like it's a sitcom, yeah, but they're a band. And the only thing
are they going to get to the show on time?
Exactly. But I'm literally just adapt a Darwin Cook cover and just do the Teen Titans as like a teen band in the 60s.
Oh,
driving
yeah
around in their van. That's it. There's no joke. It's just like that was a good cover and that would actually be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of
talking animal in there.
They could easily do that. Yeah. Well, that's
Hit Monkey.
Yeah, exactly. It's not sure the right era of Teen Titans, but that's just Garfield. The Cat or Beast Boy, which whatever one you can get.
Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Perfect Strangers? But Perfect Strangers is actually, it's Reed Richards and Victor Von Doom. And it's his weird cousin from Leadville.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the whole time he's plotting his death. And he just thinks, oh, he's just my goofy cousin. And it's like those those kind of sitcom jokes where it's like something, he's really trying to do something serious, but Reed Richards just accidentally stops and foils his plan without even realizing it, and the audience is,
oh! Is there going to be a spinoff featuring Willy Lumpkin's home life with his nerdy next-door neighbor, or...?
One could only hope.
Fantastic.
Please.
Oh.
I want to see a Ninja Turtle sitcom using the leftover costumes from the next mutation.
Current condition?
Yeah, sure. What the hell? Look, those things, I mean, they were never getting any prettier.
That's true.
But do it in the spirit of Alf, where they have to live with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah.
They just want to eat the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The main actor on this show is just openly fucking hates every minute of his life.
Like, Alf is fun if you do it with anything. Like, if you put a chud in there. Just chud.
Stop eating people.
Yeah, pretty good.
Charles Xavier in charge.
Ooh, I like it.
So Charles in charge of our minds and... Yeah.
And our actions. Is free will possible?
And it's still Scott Baio.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Charles can't be that evil. Come on. He's evil, but come on. See, mine, I had one, Charles Xavier, my 80s one, was I was thinking of, like, you know, the 80s, a lot of them are kind of, like, trying to redo the 50s style nuclear family, but like with an 80s twist, like a modern twist. Like,
yeah,
our idea of a family has changed just a bit. So instead it would be like a New Mutants, where you have Charles and Moira, who they used to date, but they broke up, and then some events brought them back together, and they found themselves, a series of mishaps left them as caretakers to six rambunctious superpowered foster kids, and they have to turn these New Mutants into their real family, you know?
Oh,
that's and my they'll only get, thought for they'll that. Get there over six seasons.
Mm-hmm. Over six seasons.
Because they can't get there in the first episode, or like, there's the show. It's done.
And like Moira gets recast in season four, and it's like, all right. Well, I guess we'll go with it.
Did you like the first Moira or the second Moira?
I'm a big first Moira fan. Just so much more. She just seemed to, like, you know, the second Moira just seemed kind of watered down.
Don Cheadle is Moira. I didn't buy it.
Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley was a Kirstie good Moira, Alley, yeah. I think.
Phenomenal.
Head of the class, but it's just Billy Connolly yelling at a bunch of mutants. Just as it. Billy, as Billy Connolly does.
Yeah, like Glob Herman and whatever ones you got there.
Exactly, just random. But sir,
what are you doing? Random's there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got gun arms.
Come on, man. Pretty good. I'm going to jump into the 90s. I'm still doing mine. It won't stop. Please. So instead, like in the 90s, they had a lot of like, it just seemed like Full House and like those like the step kids or the step whatever, step by step.
Step by Step was basically the Brady Bunch.
Basically, yeah. It was a callback to that kind of a stuff, but it was a lot of just like, how many fucking characters can we put in this house? It just seemed to be like a challenge. Like, how many characters can we juggle in this sitcom? We can do this. We're going to have 12 characters. It's amazing.
I do hear that 8 is enough.
8 is enough.
I would say 8 is too many.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So in this one for the 90s, it's going to be Spider-Man, the Clone Condo, Peter and Ben are moving into their own place in the big city to get away. You know, they're going to get their own penthouse. They're going to get their own condo in New York. It's like, you know what? We can do this as roommates. Let's do this. But bit by bit, more and more of their crazy genetic family keeps finding their way into this condo before it's just a packed condo full of spider clones. Like, Kane moves in, he's just like, and he just like hates Ben, right? So they're just constantly snipping at each other, a little energy. You got Spider-Side crashing on the couch.
And it's great because you only have to hire one actor.
Exactly.
Matthew Perry.
He's everyone. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you have other ones. You got like that little, there's like a little Jackal Jack one, I think. Little clone Peter that's like kind of creepy looking. He's like living in, they have an attic, I guess. He lives in the attic.
Sure.
And then all the ultimate clones come in. It's nuts. There's going to be just so many characters. And Peter and Ben are like, we're just trying to have our bachelor pad.
Would you guys leave us alone so we can fuck? Well, you know.
So that answers the question.
It's Peter the clone would. Question. It's the clone question,
Peter,
right?
Peter would.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that over 6 seasons.
Yeah, yeah. They keep getting interrupted, yeah.
It was really weird when the actor for Ben left, but the one for Peter stayed.
Listen, Matthew Perry clones are pretty busy. They don't have time for this.
Let me think. Who's a Matthew Perry clone? Jason Sudeikis.
There's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
Smug.
I was trying to find some way to work Matt or Eater Lad into a sitcom, and I was like, ooh. What sort of like restaurant ones? Like Alice
Wings. Wings.
Ah, yeah. At the rest, yeah.
It's just airport. Terrible food. It's like, excuse me, I ordered a steak, not a barbecue grill. It's like, it's perfectly fine. Edible.
Yeah. Although I had thought of the Wonder Years, but you mm-hmm. do it with a young Bruce Wayne, because there's that time, like after his parents are killed, they don't really talk too much about it until he's
yeah.
old enough to be an adult and whatever. So he's got the Wonder Years, but it's actually still narrated all happy and fun by Daniel Stern.
I was thinking you could get Kevin Conroy for the voice.
Oh, I want Daniel Stern because it's got to have that right. same sort of happy feel, even though it's like morose and he's just mm-hmm. feeling like shit the entire time.
I got to say, if they're releasing alternate cuts of things, I want that cut of Gotham.
Yes.
Yes.
Bring in Daniel Stern. Turns and it all
would,
around.
That would make me watch
in.
Gotham.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I imagine you have one more, Bri.
I have one more. It's not my best one, but I think of like the 2000s onward, and you think of The Office and kind of that kind of first like single camera comedy, workplace
yeah,
comedy,
like the
mockumentary style.
Yep.
Talking Heads. So just be Avengers Tower. Just the boss who's constantly making you just trying to go about your day at your regular job, and you've got a ridiculous boss named Tony Stark who's just like just fucking up your life every single day. So you got your Pepper and your Happy and your Jim and Pam kind of a thing.
I imagine him being more Ricky Gervais than
yes.
Steve Carell.
Yes, Ricky, just shove Ricky Gervais in an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, just dye his goatee a darker color.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Yeah, and then you could just have, like, every other kind of working stiff character in Marvel at all, like, whether it be Avengers-related. You could have, like, you know, you got Jarvis is there, and you got, like, D-Man, and you got all sorts of just hangers-on.
D-Man is the doorman.
That's what the D stands for.
Exactly.
There it is.
It's yeah. He wrote, like, he just stenciled in, like, an O-O-R on his yep. shirt. It just yep. says door. Machine Man is like the accountant.
Yeah. Yeah, you got like him and Jocasta. That's great.
Yeah.
Put them in there. They can be sort of like they're like a robot. What do you call it? You had like the Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak kind of roles. That's them, but robots.
Yes. I mean, if you put like orange, like half an egg over BJ Novak's eyes, he looks like Machine Man.
You're not wrong. It's great.
No, I'm sold right there.
That's really good. Same delivery, too. Just like monotone. Mm-hmm. Just like, I am not happy to be here.
Hey, you said that wasn't a good one. I thought that was a good one.
That was.
I think with the power of teamwork, I think we took an okay concept into a smash hit.
That's called
Must See TV.
That's
yeah, right. Yeah, there it is.
All right. So I think that'll kind of do it for that.
I think so, too.
I think we made a lot of TV shows that we'd all want to watch, and you, the listener, would too.
Yeah.
If you exist.
So. If you're still here and listening.
Hello? Hello? If you're here, say something and we'll know it. Maybe.
Insert laugh track.
Oh, it's back. Oh, God.
Oh, no!
before it starts again, we get quick. Who are we? What do we do?
I'm Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca, Merc on Facebook, Mercadot, like Astronaut on Instagram.
Oh god, I can barely hold this laugh back. I'm Brycotic. You can check my comic out at WelcomeToHereafter.com.
Ah! And I'm Kyle Lees. You can see my stuff at TheKyleLees.com. Bye.
Save yourselves!
It is pretty. It is kind of funny.